This is Ozarks at Large. In 1944, Nellie Mae Strickland faced a dilemma. Her husband, Hank, had been diagnosed, in the terminology of the time, as having a nervous breakdown. Doctors advised that Hank be sent to a hospital to live. But Nellie Mae thought a move to the West, California and fresh air, would serve her husband better. So she decided to leave the family home in Oklahoma City and packed Hank, their three children, and the woman who helped the family into the only vehicle Nellie Mae knew, a covered wagon. The trip took 109 days. Years later, Nellie Mae's granddaughter, Janelle Portillo, found the journal that Nellie Mae kept along her journey to Hollywood, and she's now self-published a book about the trip titled The Covered Wagon Trail from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma to Hollywood, California. Janelle Portillo lives in Rogers, and she recently came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the book. So why a covered wagon?
She didn't know how to drive a car. She knew how to drive a covered wagon because that's what she was raised up on. My grandpa kept trying to teach her how to drive, but she wouldn't drive. So she decided the only way she can get across was to go in a covered wagon. So she hooked up six horses and away she went.
That's half a continent.
Yes.
Oklahoma City to Hollywood, California.
Yes, it is.
What was the journal like? Did she talk about her fears, her concerns?
She did. People kept trying to take her horses, her covered wagon. She encountered a lot of people that, I mean, even in the book, she wrote that a lot of them, because she went from town to town, and they played bets on her. Well, she found out about it. So she placed bets on herself to get from town to town.
So there would be bets whether she could get to the town?
Yes. And a lot of them kept trying to stop her from going to towns. But she was determined to get to California because she needed to get my grandpa there so he can be. So she thought if he got to California, seeing his dad, he would snap back to his old self. But he snapped back to his self when they got to Ontario.
Ontario, California.
Mm-hmm.
What was life like for her along the way as she crossed mile after mile and you
know, three little kids she had a nanny. Her name was Annie Parker, and it was like two women taking care of four children.
What did her journal look like? Was it a notebook? Was it?
No. What happened was she typed it all. So I don't know what happened to the original copies. She just typed everything out. And I thought, man, I wish I would have had some of her writing because I would have loved to put it in the book. But, yeah, and then she underlined all the towns that she went through.
And she would – now, 1944, of course, was before the interstate system, so mostly
right.
Two-lane roads. Did she say on main roads?
She went down She went down Main Street from Oklahoma City because they lived on North 23rd Street, right 4 miles from the state capitol. They went down that street, and then they turned on Main. Then they turned on 227, I believe. They just took the back roads. They went all the way to Lawton. When they got to Lawton, they went into Burkbonnet, Texas, and they went that way on the way to El Paso. She had to go the back way so that way she can have water for the horses.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So she tried to hit all the little towns because if they would, they were going to go on Route 66, but there wasn't that many towns. So she was trying to figure out how to get water for horses if she went down.
It's remarkable to think about. I mean, just because what you're not working when you're crossing for 109 days.
No.
So there's no, like, new income coming in?
She did. She had her oil checks. She had her sister, Dolly, send her money along the way, but she had her rent money. So everything went general delivery. So any town that she went through, she'll write her sister and whoever was renting stuff from her. They would send it on ahead. But she had to make sure there was a town that was big enough so they can have it delivered there. So when she got to that town, her stuff was there.
If you're on a cross-country trip and your car breaks down, perhaps you can call you know, the AAA Auto Club, or you can find a gas station. There are ways to fix a car, have someone fix your car.
Exactly.
It's 1944, and you're going across in a covered wagon. Was she concerned at all about if something...
It did happen. First, the feed rack fell off, which wasn't that big of a deal. But then in another town that she was going through, one of the wheels fell off, and luckily she knew how to hold on to the reins or she would have flipped it. Mm-hmm. But there was like six guys that were in this flatbed that helped her get it on. They got it on the bed and they took it to the blacksmith, got it fixed, and they came back out and helped her put it back on.
If you had the chance, if you right now had the chance to ask your grandmother a question after reading this and writing this book, is there one that pops to your
mind? Yeah, I'd like to know how she, when she got into Arizona, I'd like to know how she did not kill all them horses and herself. Because I don't know if you've ever been to Arizona. The trail that she took was a windy, and one misstep, you'd be down in a gully, like 50-100 feet, and it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's one question I would ask her. How did you do that without, because I mean, one misstep, you're down, because there's no rails or nothing.
Janelle Portello lives in Rogers and has written an account of her grandmother's journey from Oklahoma City to California in 1944 by covered wagon. The book is titled The Covered Wagon Trail from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma to Hollywood, California. You can find more information about the book at rosedogbookstore.com. It's also available at amazon.com. This is Ozarks at Large.